Judge Mickey Pendergrass opened the meeting by reading a letter of resignation from former Justice of the Peace Eric Totte, who had represented District 3 since January until his recent move outside his district. Judge Pendergrass concluded by saying a letter requesting an appointment to fill the vacancy has been submitted to Governor Hutchinson, along with a recommendation for the position. By law, the governor is charged with filling the vacancy. The person appointed is barred from seeking to continue in that role in the 2018 election. In other business, the court gave its unanimous approval to a resolution in support of a grant application from County and Circuit Clerk Kanda Reese, seeking approximately $30,000 from the Arkansas Association of Counties to purchase equipment to scan and digitize deed books. Judge Pendergrass noted this application is, quote, a big deal for the public to have easier access to these documents. Reese said after the meeting, in the 4 years she has served as clerk, her office has been successful in securing almost $100,000 in grant funds for upgrades. The agenda also included 6 appropriation ordinances, the largest being just under $211,000 from an internet auction of vehicles and equipment, with the funds going to the road and bridge budget. The court also approved sending just over $10,000 to the buildings and grounds budget from the proceeds of the sale of the county-owned nursing home about 12 years ago. These funds will replenish dollars spent in recent storm cleanup efforts at county facilities, including the rerouting of drains at the district court complex to alleviate ongoing water issues. And the court approved an ordinance appropriating $3,500 in grant funds to the Sheriff's Justice Assistance budget for radio communication needs. The court confirmed the appointments of Heather Crunkleton and the reappointment of Stuart Friend to the County Board of Equalization, Ben Strider to the Cotter-Gasville Rural Fire Protection District Board of Commissioners, and Alan Solis to the Tracy Area Fire Protection District Board of Commissioners. And an ordinance to adopt changes to the County Personnel Policy Manual was placed on its second reading. This 56-page document is available for review on the county website at baxtercounty.org. I'm Karen Hopper reporting.